Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at
Hey, reminder, check out the Schmodown Patreon today. Go ahead and click that like button, the bell, and subscribe to this channel. Round number one spans 10 questions from 10 different corners of movie trivia Schmodown know-how. 15 seconds to write down that attempted a correct answer. If it is indeed accurate, you get 1 point. You each have 3 repeats to use throughout the 3-round match. So use them, but use them wisely.
You have 10 questions, gentlemen. First one comes in the category of animated. What 2016 animated Disney film features Dwayne Johnson? Includes the following songs written by Lin-Manuel Miranda: Shiny, You're Welcome, and How Far I'll Go. Disney film featuring. I put an S where I should put an inj.
You're thinking about what's in that candy wrapper.
Yeah, I really
am.
And
we may or may not have a member of our production staff, hardworking crew, right behind us, G.I. Joe crawling their way to Ken's Snacks. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He's holding it like you're a trained chimp, which indeed you are. Pens down, let's go to Rager first.
That'd be Moana, Daddy-O.
You don't have to call me that either. Penn Bateman.
I think daddy is an inappropriate word on this set. I'm going to go with Moana.
Moana is correct, then. Who stars as the international man of mystery, Austin Powers, in the Austin Powers films?
Finally got my snack. I'm happy.
Yeah, you can go ahead and eat during this one. I think I know how this question's going to play out. And they've been preferring the,
Like a
king
Moses,
size.
Yeah, Moses size tablet.
Like it honestly looks bigger in digital. I got to be honest with you.
3, 2, 1. Pens down and Ben.
I had Mike Myers.
And you got that one correct. How about Raddus?
Shagadelic baby, Mike Myers.
Mike Myers is correct. 2 points. A piece for each competitor.
Horror films. Horror films. Which famed horror franchise features performances from Liev Schreiber, Kristen Bell, Jamie Kennedy, and David Arquette? Schreiber, good documentary VO guy, yeah?
Yeah, he does the Hard Knocks.
He does? Oh, yeah. Does he?
Yeah, he's the Hard Knocks guy.
It's a great one about my Yankees.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll talk about it after.
4.
I'm having a snack.
3, 2, 1. Wes Welker just wants to make the team. Rager.
Not Stab, Scream.
That's correct, Ben Bateman.
Yeah, I also went Scream.
He also had Scream, and so they're both correct. Perfect through 3.
Right.
Action-adventure movies. Here it is for a point. How many films in the Bad Boys series have been directed by Michael Bay? Did thinker, is it tricky?
I heard the sounds of Josh McCouga stirring.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were hearing the sounds of an ambulance. Which is a movie that Michael Bay directs.
Yeah.
In theaters probably soon. 5, 4.
It's true.
3, 2, 1. With that Gyllenhaal kid. Good eyes on him. Ben Bateman.
I go with 2 films.
2 films is correct. How about The Rager?
Can't wait for Michael Bay to get a slice of his own. It is indeed 2.
That is correct.
Question 5 comes in the category of 2000s. Of the following actors, who doesn't appear in Kevin Smith's Clerks 2? Rosario Dawson, Wanda Sykes, Matt Damon, or Jason Lee?
Am I the only one who wants a road trip movie with Andrew Guy and Brother Lomas?
Oh, my God. Put that on one of those streaming services. Watch it on a Sunday afternoon when you've given up on life.
Yeah, just have them going across the country with, I don't know, a horse or something.
Yeah.
5, 4.
Can the horse talk?
3, 2. Of course. 1. Pens down. Just give it some peanut butter. Let's go to The Rager.
You know, I called out Kevin Smith last season. This is how it panned out for me. The answer is Matt Damon.
The answer is Matt Damon. Did Ben Bateman have it?
Yeah, I wrote Matt Damon. So.
He did write Matt Damon. So here's your question. Which 1994 biopic directed by Tim Burton won 2 Academy Awards, including one for Martin Landau as Best Supporting Actor for his performance as famed horror icon Bela Lugosi?
1994, the year I graduated high school.
Are you alive then? Were you watching movies yet?
DJ career was born.
True.
I was a twinkle in
your eye. Did the kids know your name back in the day?
Back
3 F's.
Flying Freddy Fables.
There it is. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Before we get to the Breeders with Cannonball, we go to Ben Bateman.
I'm going to go with Ed Wood.
Is correct. And Rager?
Plan 9's own Ed Wood, Daddy.
No, they're all feeling right, it. 6 for 6.
Mysteries slash thriller. Mysteries and thrillers. Mm. Who stars as Kevin Wendell Crumb in the 2017 M. Night Shyamalan psychological thriller, Split? Remember that one Comic-Con, you mean Shyamalan, waiting for drinks in that line at that party?
Yeah, we were waiting a long time.
Worked out good for him.
He was just chatted up. He was staying in the room right across from me.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Mm.
What a twist.
Ah, didn't know how the weekend was going to end. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down. Let's go to, why don't we say, the Rager.
Split personalities. Can you imagine that? James McAvoy.
James McAvoy is correct, and Ben Bateman.
I also wrote James McAvoy.
Hey, see, you believed in yourself. What 2019 Netflix rom-com featuring Ali Wong, Randall Park, and Keanu Reeves follows childhood friends who have not been in touch since a brief teenage fling ended badly? Mm. The story of my life. Mm. Besides the fling part. Never had one in my teenage years.
And the adult years fling.
Or my adult
okay.
years.
Okay.
Dot, 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 yet. Any
Makes
day.
For a good Instagram
5,
story.
4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down, and we go to the boss.
I think it was called Always Be My Maybe.
You think that correctly. How about
correct.
The Rager?
It was called Always Be My Maybe.
Yes, indeed it was.
Category is famous actors and actresses, also known as actors. Of the following films, which one does not feature Angelina Jolie? Gone in 60 Seconds, Troy, Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow, or Pushing 10?
You know, the Rager reminds me of the Ghost of Christmas Present. You know, walks around, big energy, but that got that weird robe that when they open it, there might just be a bunch of weird dead souls
inside. Or he's just David Johansen driving a cab through time.
Could be that too, Frankie Angel. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Pens down, and let's go to the boss.
I wrote Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow.
That is incorrect. Mm. And let's see if the Rager got it.
I wrote Troy.
To stay perfect, that is correct. The category is Amblin. And the question, which actress stars as Kat Harvey, the daughter of Bill Pullman's James Harvey and Casper's love interest and new friend in 1995's Casper?
I confused Amblin for a round of sleeping pill questions. I'm really excited.
That's Ambien.
Ambien.
Amblin is just, you're just kind of lazing on a Sunday and
Got
it's
it.
A profitable movie studio.
Read it wrong.
5, 4. They made E.T.
Thinking of Alexander. It's just hitting me now.
1. Pens down, and let's go to the Rager. Did you have this?
The very creepy Christina Ricci.
That is correct. And Ben Bateman.
Also Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci. So it's 10-9.
Bonus question.
Okay.
What 1990s Joel Schumacher film features supporting performances from Barbara Hershey, Tuesday Weld, and Robert Duvall? Tuesday Weld, of course, on the cover of the 1991 album Girlfriend by Matthew Sweet.
Good.
Who was in radio in the 90s?
5, 4, 3, 2.
St. Elmo's Fire.
Forever young. Incorrect. Incorrect. Looking for Falling Down.
Yeah, and now we head into round number 2, the wheel round. Each competitor gets a spin at that wheel. Once they settle on a category, 5 questions emerge, each one worth 2 points. You can check the multiple choice. Keep in mind, stealing is available in round 2. And that, again, you get him off the desk, and that's when he gets into trouble. Like this ne'er-do-well who just spun the wheel to the tune of Spike Lee films. All right, Ben, do you want to keep Spike Lee or do you want to spin it again and maybe risk one of those wild card categories?
There's the Reginas up there.
I do see that. Thank you.
Two good friends conferring on strengths and weaknesses of one Ben Bateman.
I don't know that Andrew Guy's managing so much as he is along for the ride, Ken.
That's kind of my comedy career with you, so...
They're talking it over. Going to need an answer here, gentlemen. Do you want to keep Spike Lee or do you want to spin again?
We're going to spin it again.
All right, they're using their mulligan.
Here you go.
That is the golf speaker. Spin, baby.
Spin is in.
Round and round it goes to DreamWorks Animation.
All right, first one coming in. First one coming in, Ben, in the category of DreamWorks Animation. What is the subtitle of the third film in the Madagascar franchise? Five, four, three, two.
That's multiple choice.
All right. A, Europe's Most Wanted. B, Escape from Africa. C, Penguins of Madagascar. D, The Meltdown.
Five, four, three, two.
Hear the options one more time.
Yes, you can.
A, Europe's Most Wanted. B, Escape from Africa. C, Penguins of Madagascar. D, The Meltdown.
Europe's Most Wanted.
That's correct for a point. What type of animal is the main character Max, as voiced by Patton Oswalt in Secret Life of Pets 2?
Five, four, three, two.
A dog.
That is correct for 2 points.
Yes.
Which Oscar-winning actress provides the voice of the Queen Ant, mother of Sharon Stone's Princess Bala, in Ants? That nursing a 2-point lead here.
Five, four, three, two.
I'm going to take a repeat on this.
All right, first repeat.
Which Oscar-winning actress provides the voice of the Queen Ant, mother of Sharon Stone's Princess Bala, in Ants? He's praying to Brother Lomas right now.
Five, four, three.
No, we're going to multiple choice it.
All right.
A, Jane Fonda. B, Susan Sarandon. C, Maggie Smith. D, Anne Bancroft.
Five, four, three, two.
Susan Sarandon.
Incorrect. Gratis for a steal. I'll have a question and answers for you here. Which Oscar-winning actress provides the voice of the Queen Ant, mother of Sharon Stone's Princess Bala, in Ants? Today, Jane Fonda. B, Susan Sarandon. C, Maggie Smith. D, Anne Bancroft.
D for Daddy-O, Anne Bancroft.
That
baby.
Is correct for 1 point steal. One point. Craig Ferguson, America Ferrera, and Jonah Hill lent their voices to which DreamWorks franchise? Seems like he's
faking.
Struggling slightly. Four. Playing the game.
Tough category. Five. Four. He's also a game.
Three.
Two.
How to Train Your Dragon franchise.
That is correct.
See,
for 2 points.
What I tell you.
2 points. Fifth question for you, Ben. Which actress voices Ugga, wife to Nicolas Cage's Grug, and the mother of the Crude kids in The Croods?
How many repeats do I have left?
2 repeats left. Five. Four, three, two.
Catherine Keener.
Oh, we got that one.
2 points. 2 points.
One more time. Three's the charm. Three's how, right. Three's how many wins I had. You were noticing.
Spun the wheel
it
so
hard. Settled nice. On the 1990s. So 2 points. Your first question in the world of the 90s. Which actor appeared opposite Tom Hanks in the films Apollo 13, The Green Mile, and Forrest Gump? Five.
Why don't you read them out for me? Multiple choice.
All right. Is it A, Gary Sinise, B, Ed Harris, C, David Morse, or D, Kevin Bacon? Five.
Ed Harris.
Is incorrect, and so Bateman, for a one-point steal, I'm going to repeat the question and the options. Which actor appeared opposite Tom Hanks in the films Apollo 13, The Green Mile, and Forrest Gump? Is it A, Gary Sinise, B, Ed Harris, C, David Morse, D, Kevin Bacon?
Let's go with Gary Sinise.
Somewhere PLD's heart is either soaring or breaking. I don't know. He's got an odd relationship with Ed Harris. But that is correct. Gary Sinise is the answer. Which actor wrote and directed the 1996 film Sling Blade and played the main character Carl Childers in the film as well?
Billy Bob Thornton.
He got that one. That is correct. James Ivory directed Anthony Hopkins and Emma Thompson in two 1990s films, Howard's End and what other one?
That easy one? That hard one?
Five. Four. Three.
Multiple choice.
Two. Your multiple choice option. Is it A, Saving Picasso, B, Jefferson in Paris, C, Mr. and Mrs. Bridge, or D, Remains of the Day?
Let me hear him one more time.
All right, you get one free repeat of the options only. Is it A, Saving Picasso, B, Jefferson in Paris, C, Mr. and Mrs. Bridge, or D, Remains of the Day?
Let's try out Saving Picasso.
That's incorrect, Ben. You have another steal opportunity. I'm going to repeat the question and the options.
Thank you, Mr. Ellis. I appreciate that.
James Ivory directed Anthony Hopkins and Emma Thompson in two 1990s films, Howard's End and what other one? Is it A, Saving Picasso, B, Jefferson in Paris, C, Mr. and Mrs. Bridge, or D, Remains of the Day?
Just wanted a good match. That's all I wanted now. And I don't know this. I guess I'll just have to guess it.
Let's keep doing it.
One and three. So
five. Four. Three.
D, Remains of the Day.
You do know you don't have to wait for the countdown to get the answer, right? All right, just point that out. It is correct.
Remains of
right.
The Day.
I was hey! This is the fourth question in the category of the 1990s. Who played Sebastian Valmont in the film Cruel Intentions? Five. Four. Three. Two.
Read them out. Multiple choice.
Oh. Right. You want multiple choice? That's what you're asking for?
Yes.
Your four options. Is it A, Jude Law, B, Ryan Philippe, C, Heath Ledger, or D, Ryan Gosling? Five. Four. Three. Two.
Heath Ledger.
That is incorrect. And so, Ben, you know the drill. I'm going to repeat the question and the options. Who played Sebastian Valmont in the film Cruel Intentions? Is it A, Jude Law, B, Ryan Philippe, C, Heath Ledger, or D, Ryan Gosling?
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Say this about Andrew Guy. He's a good friend.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with...
Five. Four.
Ryan Philippe.
Three. What if it was incorrect? It's correct. You knew it was correct. That is, what 1990s biopic features supporting performances from Angela Bassett, Delroy Lindo, Peter Boyle, and Spike Lee?
One more time for old time's sake. Multiple choice.
Three. I love it.
All right, your four options for a point. Is it A, Malcolm X, B, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, C, What's Love Got to Do with It, or D, Panther?
Malcolm X.
I don't know if he guessed it or he got it, but there it is, a point for Radis. Now don't you have another bag of candy. And I'll just get to the rules of round number three. Here's how it works. 10 total points available at each competitor. If you get the questions correct, the questions increase in difficulty and point value. 2 points for the first one, 3 points for the second one, and 5 points for the final one. You're actually eating the candy as I read the rules out.
All right, here we go. I'll be administering your questions, Mr. The Rager. Your two-point question, again, category of Oscars, is what 2020 Pixar film won the Academy Award for Best Animated Feature in 2021 ceremony?
Onward.
Incorrect. Incorrect. We're looking for Soul.
Soul.
He chose number 10. That is a category of Tom Cruise.
Oh,
Tom
I like
Cruise.
Him.
DC Legend. Let's see what you got, buddy.
Well, all right. 3-point question, Mr. The Rager. Tom Cruise appears in what 2008 war comedy as movie producer Les Grossman opposite Ben Stiller and Robert Downey Jr.?
Tropic Thunder.
That is correct for 3 points. All right, here we go. You chose number 9, which is the category of animated. Animated films. Animated films. 5-point question to Mr. Raddus here. You'll find Angus, a Highland bull voiced by David Tennant in 2017 CGI animated film alongside David Diggs, Anthony Anderson, and Peyton Manning. In what 2017 animated film?
Ferdinand, back to you, Ben. Show me how it's done.
No hesitation. My stumble on missing a word doesn't matter. 5 points. 5 points right there.
Your 2-point question is the Scots.
Hmm. 2-point Scots.
Okay. The Great Scott.
For 2 points, we cut the lead to 1. Tony Scott directed Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman in what film about a race car driver named Cole Trickle?
We go Days of Thunder. Thank you.
Good movie.
Trickle.
And that's in the category of the 2000s. What a time to be alive. And for Ben Bateman, it could be a time of redemption. If he hits this question, he wins. Which 2000s crime film, directed by Guy Ritchie, features Jason Statham as Turkish and Brad Pitt as One Punch Mickey O'Neill? Five, four, three, two.
And repeat the question, please.
All right, you have.
He's doing it.
Remaining.
Am I? Am I doing it?
He's doing it.
What am I doing?
Directed
doing
by Guy Ritchie, features Jason Statham as Turkish and Brad Pitt as One Punch Mickey O'Neill.
I guess it's a Guy Ritchie movie. I could guess it. Snatch?
And you're winning!